Hello, everybody. My name is Jay. I am a recovered alcoholic.
Hey, Jay.
First disclaimer is put off your cell phone, which I didn't do. I want to thank everybody for having me, and Phil for asking me, and Roy for asking me to help him out. And that's all I'm here for, is to really chime in a little bit about my experience with this stuff. I come off the cuff, as you know. I don't have anything in my pocket or only in my heart. Nothing. Didn't do any work. Went to the gym, and here I am. And that's not working either, so. I do have a lot of fun when I come up here, and I've been here a few times on a few different occasions for different meetings. And, you know, even though I'm not a member of the group, I do really love this place. I know what this place does and the intent of it or the message. So, you know, for that, I say God bless. Everything here is really cool. So, as Phil was saying, I am not up here to bash some of the things I'm about to say. I'm not here to hurt anyone. I certainly have come a long way with that. It used to not be that way. I was very arrogant and very this and that and whatever you want to blame it on, being on fire or, you know, this or that, the other thing, and finally being saved from a living death or whatever it is. I can only tell you that my experience was that these things, these few little slogans that I'm going to do and that I feel don't work, didn't work for me. And if you're a real alcoholic, unfortunately, it probably won't work for you. I don't think there's any special elixir, you know, for each or any one of us that it works for one, it works for the other. You know, a real alcoholic is a real alcoholic, and for me, there's one common solution. And, you know, some of the things that I've always heard, of course, which we can have a lot of fun with, the first one and most important, and one of the ones that I've always heard a lot of times, it's now here, right here in front of us, you know, when you come,
Can you cancel my subscription, please? Yeah.
When you come into these rooms and, you know, somebody that may not be spiritually fit or may not have steps in their life or is doing it some other way, you know, God bless them, you know, they'll say, you know, don't drink and go to meetings. So my first question would be to them, don't drink what? What shouldn't I drink? Would that be coffee, water, soda? And of course they mean beer and wine and alcohol. So I would, my, you know, I guess some of the things I would say is, how much shouldn't I drink? You know, would it be a little sip once in a while or whatever the situation might be? You know, can I have one? I mean, I've heard these crazy things too, you know. Some places say you can drink sometimes.
Sure.
You know, just don't drink all the time, you know, and go to meetings. So, you know, I guess that if you're a 12-step person and you're a person that has a program in their life, that might be one of the things that hurts your feelings. I certainly don't want to do that, but I will tell you that the program, in my experience, is not don't drink and go to meetings. It's not sit up front, make the coffee, and be a greeter. That's service. That's important. But it is not the program, which lies in the 12 steps, and don't drink and go to meetings is nowhere involved with that. It's important to go to meetings, that you get connected and make, hopefully, a fellowship that will grow around you. But it's also important when you go to these meetings that, you know, God willing, they come to Lynbrook. or God willing, they come to somewhere else where the message is clear. And it won't only be, you know, big Yakahuna over there who's got 21 years, you know, or whatever the time may be, and they're running the meeting all this time, and they say, all you got to do is suit up and show up. That's another slogan. That was actually pretty good. I didn't even preface that yet. So, you know, I can rattle them off. You know, there's different strokes for different folks, I guess. And at the end of the day, though, where is that anywhere in our 12 steps? We have to be careful of what we're listening to. You know, it's real important that I be enthusiastic to tell you that. And if you're struggling in the room and you're listening to these meetings, you know, these slogans, and you're not doing the other stuff, I guess that this workshop is mostly about get to work. It's a workshop. So we go to work and we find a sponsor to help us through or teach us or guide us through the steps. So these slogans will not be something that I rely on. Don't drink and go to meetings, suit up and show up. I love this one. Relapse is part of the program. And then you die. See? The next one is only this far away. It's right over here. It's doing push-ups on my shoulder. Right? It's only this far away. You know, watch that one with the push-ups. Because you turn around and there he is. Take a drink, take a drink, take a drink. Yeah. You know, relapse cannot, it doesn't have to be part of the program. You can drink if you like, but you could die if you like too. And I never said that to anybody in my life that relapsed. Well, it's part of the program. It happens. All right, it does. Now what are we going to do? Are we going to continue to do what we always did, which is don't drink and go to meetings, suit up and show up, you know, sit up front and, you know, do all this kind of stuff? You know, if I was to go by the slogan, you got to make a meeting a day, meeting makers make it, I would be dead. Because as my friends have told me, do you go to any meetings? What are you doing? So I'm saying, you know, sometimes we get busy in our life. Sometimes things, circumstances happen. Sometimes we get selfish and self-centered. Sometimes, you know, the spiritual fitness isn't there for whatever day or it is, whatever the situation might be. You know, things, worldly clamors become too much or whatever it might be. Speaking in my own case, that, you know, I don't make a meeting every day. I go to, right now, one or two meetings a week. So meeting makers make it? Okay, great. What do you do there that makes you make it? Is it, you know, think about that. It's good to go every day, I guess. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I got to also emphasize, when you're there, do something about the real problem. I'm not an advocate of just going to meetings makes you feel better. You know, I don't think it's too much of a slogan, but, you know, a lot of times I've heard, you know, I feel real good. And it feels good. And I can tell you that I got drunk, amongst other things, many times when I felt good. So it has nothing to do with my feelings. And I was learned that, you know, a long time ago as well. So, you know, as we continue down the journey of recovery, which was a never-ending journey, the misinformation that may be out there and some of the things that you need to hang on to, as you're told, you know, may not be, for me, correct. It may be correct for you. I hope it's not, because at the end of the day, you're settling for the crumbs. In my humble opinion, the nicest way I will say it to you. You know, these things are well-intentioned a lot of times, and there's no, you know, malicious intent, I don't believe. You know, people don't want to pay back the money. You know, they don't want to do certain things that they have to do, I guess. So they rely on, I don't know, maybe they're not me. You know, maybe these slogans are good for people who aren't me. Who's telling me to don't drink and go to meetings? Suit up and show up. Sit up front. Relapse is part of the program. You don't want it bad enough. I don't know where's that at? That's one I hear all the time, you know, a lot of times in certain meetings too. They keep relapsing because they don't want it bad enough. I could tell you from the bottom of my heart that I don't think there's one person in this room eight years ago that wanted it any more than me. Or even before that, I wanted it so bad at 8 o'clock in the morning, I could taste it. And at 10:30, I was out there again. So some of these things are, you know, I won't consider them a criminal offense anymore. to say this to somebody. But we certainly have to be careful not to offend. We don't want to chase people away with our arrogant, you know, throwing of the big book onto the middle of the floor and all that type of stuff. We certainly don't want to do that, I guess. You know, I don't know anymore, you know. I used to be a lot different than I am standing up before you today. Some of the people know me in here as being a person that used to do that. You know, sir, you're going to die. You're a murderer. Don't talk to me. I said that one time to a clinical director of a certain place that I was at, and I was living there. And I said this to that person who actually had the power to say, you're out. And I threw my book on the floor so hard, it bounced up and hit this person. That's an act of violence. You know, we can throw you out of here. You're crazy. I said, I might be crazy, man, but you're a murderer. And I won't be part of it, blah, blah, blah. So, from that time, which was back in back in 2004. Yep, 2004, that, you know, I'm passionate about what I say, but I say it in a different way now, you know, to say the same thing in a nicer way that, you know, I really cannot stand up here and tell you that these things are nice. I guess they're nice posters. They might be nice things to say to somebody when they first, I don't know what they're good for. You know, just say no. And, you know, these things are popping into my head as I'm standing here. You know, the slogan, just say no. I think of, you know, Nancy Reagan. I think of when I was at 2 o'clock in the morning watching television, and those, you know what's would, I was doing all kinds of things, and these people would pop on it, just say no. Like, I'm...
Like if they had 3D television at that time, I would be in big trouble. You know, it's like they want to, and I'm laughing like as I'm doing what I'm doing. Because you can't. You know, it's slogans of ignorance. You know, it's an ignorant statement. God bless them. That's a great one. Just say no. Don't just say no. I love that one. Okay, no. I don't want to do this. How many times in your experience have you said that one as you're going to drink? You're going to the bar. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yes? And then all of a sudden it's yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's like a ping pong. It's like a ping pong game in your head. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. And before you know it, you're drunk. So it's real. I have a good, yeah, listen, I'm having a good time. I want everybody here to have a good time. I want everybody here to enjoy themselves as I'm going to pass this over to Roy. But I also want everybody to know that this is serious business. But we have to enjoy ourselves and have a laugh about this stuff because you know what? We've all experienced this stuff. When I first came in, and believe me, I'm going to tell you really quickly, you know, I'm 52. I'll be 53, God willing, in a couple of weeks. And my first experience with a place was 1984. And I heard all these things. And I heard all these messages. All you got to do is want it bad enough. All you got to do is show up. All you got to do is go to 90 meetings in 90 days. All you got to do is be, you know, make the coffee, get a commitment, you know, and do all those type of things. And how, oh, here's one. You know, these things flow to my mind. I have a very small mind. So these things flow. Here's the big one. Stick with the winners. They used to tell me, you'll know who they are. How? I don't know if you're a winner. Because you don't drink. This is really cool. Because you don't drink doesn't make you a winner. It's a successful day if you don't drink today. That's a slogan. That's not true. In my experience. That one they'll really yell at you about. If I didn't drink today, then I'm a winner. No, you're not. Because as the gentleman before me spoke so eloquently about, it's far beyond that at this point. What are you doing for others? How are you living your life? Are these principles being put into progress? Are you living your life to the best? None of us are perfect. Are you living your life to the best of your ability with the traditions and the steps in your life? Are you doing the best of yourself to be a kind, warm, nice human being most of the time? Nobody's perfect. You see, I'm married. So, you know, all these things, and Roy will pick up on some more slogans, whatever I've probably left off. He's got a freaking dictionary.
And I added three more for
added more, whatever. But I can only tell you from the bottom of my heart that the ones that I've been talking about, just this few, seven or eight that I mentioned, will not keep you sober. They, a part of the program of recovery is doing service. A part of the program is putting up chairs. A part of the program is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is a three-pronged program. It's a three-part triangle. And yes, you have to do all three parts. I don't say only the steps, only the book. That's no good either, in my opinion and in my experience. You know, you can't be Mr. Big Book and not do anything else, which I'm guilty of sometimes. As most people know, I don't lift a chair. which is a problem in itself. Right, well, you know, we have a lot of fun with me. I'll hire someone to do it. I got a new phone. I got to get somebody to work that. I don't know what I'm doing. So, you know, you got to be well-rounded in the program. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is I try to help others, be there when people call me, do the best that I can to live my life and run my life. You know, well, God runs my life the best way that I possibly can. And I think that, you know, that's the main goal of being not only not drinking. See, not drinking is not enough. And that's why some of these slogans like stick with the winners, successful day, you know, all that type of stuff. It's just, you know, something that doesn't really work. Because unless you're with somebody 24/7, how, you know, we don't know what somebody's doing behind the scenes. That same sponsor who's your accountant, financial advisor, marriage counselor, tells you what to do every single morning, you know, all that kind of stuff that you worship so much, could be doing so many nasty things that you'll never know about. And that's not what I want to emulate. I have a sponsor who's an angry Spanish dude. But I know in my heart, and I really do, and I know in my heart of hearts that the closest knit friends of mine all try to live this program to the best of their ability. And if they see someone in need, they'll help. And if they can reach out, they'll reach out. So, slogans aside, you know, I've had a good time sharing for a few minutes. I will tell you that I love everybody in here. Half of you I probably don't even know. But I will say that if you're the same as me, the real alcoholic that I am, you've been saved from a living death. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle to be here at Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon and being able to laugh and have a good time. That miracle is not caused by you or any slogan that I just said. It's caused by a connection that none of us can explain. My name is Jay. I'm a recovered alcoholic.